Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and everything in between, welcome back to the Kevin Clifton Show. And this is our week three review show of Strictly Come Dancing. So it was movie week this week, a week that I always look forward to. Lots of stuff to talk about this week, an action-packed weekend. We'll talk about the live show on Saturday night and the results show, and going to get some opinions on it all from, I'd like to welcome back, Miss Lauren Oakley and Miss Joanne Clifton.
Hi.
How are you both doing?
Yeah, good. All good.
Wonderful.
Having a discussion with my boyfriend, which is west and which is northwest out of the window here. But apart from that, it's good.
You're discussing what's west and what's northwest.
We're actually having a row over it.
A row? I haven't heard that word in ages. My nan says the word row.
Wow. We've locked back to us all. Jesus. So this was a big week, movie week, on Strictly Come Dancing. We sort of previewed it at the end of the last podcast, saying, you know, that we thought it was going to be a hell of a week in terms of all the concepts that they picked. It was a crazy week. why don't we kick it off, Lauren, with the couples. Who stood out to you? Who do you want to talk about first? Let's just dive straight in.
Ranveer,
okay.
Yeah. What, this week for me, she just turned into a dancer. Thought she's amazing. I love her.
Yeah, I agree. So we said last week, because they did, was it Quick Step they did last week? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Quick Step, because I said on Paso that they did on the first week, I thought the judges were a little kind about that Paso. And, I didn't think it was a great dance for her. And I wasn't sure. But it seemed like the judges were really up on it. I was interested to see how it went. And then when they did the Quick Step last week, I thought that it was really good. And I thought it was a massive improvement. And we did say that maybe she'd be a ballroom girl. So when they had Foxtrot this week, I kind of thought it was going to be good, especially continuing on from all of her training in the Quick Step the week before. But yeah, I really enjoyed this dance.
I, first of all, love the song. I thought the way she mixed the character, because that style, that movie, you wouldn't expect a Foxtrot to come out of it, but she managed to make that character, pardon?
What was it again?
Oh, Dream Girls.
Yeah, Dream Girls.
She managed to translate the character and the groove and the Motown into Foxtrot and do it really well. Mm. And for me, this was her, like, turnaround week. I thought she was wonderful.
Mm. Was she top of the leaderboard?
Giovanni kept the routine quite simple and they stayed in hold most of it. And Well, it wasn't simple. It was just like in hold most of the time, and it was very classy. And I liked it.
Mm. She got 3.9, so she's got the highest score so far.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down actually, Joe. Like I wrote, it was a careful routine. Like it was quite a safe routine, but I don't mean that in a bad way whatsoever. I think Giovanni choreographed a nice sort of safe Foxtrot for her. I think he pitched it just right. He didn't over push her with the choreography, but it wasn't by any means, just basic and easy. He's probably identified just what she needed. Routine for her to feel comfortable. And I think that's half the battle sometimes. I don't like it sometimes if pros over choreograph a routine because maybe in their minds they're trying to push them or they're maybe even trying to show their own choreography a bit. You just have to find that balance of what is going to work for that celeb. And I think Giovanni got it spot on this week. It seemed just right for her. She seemed very comfortable. And I definitely think she's a ballroom girl.
Yeah, she'll
have
Cha-Cha next week, I think, they said.
Yeah, so week four is going to be a big week for her, I think.
Yeah, but I feel that, like, she came into her own with her confidence as well. So maybe at this point, maybe she feels confident. Maybe her cha-cha she'll do really well with because she feels more at home on the dance floor now.
Mm. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It's either, we'll see next week whether it's like she's doing well because she's more of a ballroom girl and the Latin's going to be more of a struggle. And cha-cha is one of those dances that's so hard to get right. Like, you can't disguise anything. You can disguise, for me, I think you can disguise things in a samba. You can disguise things in a jive or a salsa or
yeah,
yeah. So sort of very specific. But cha-cha and rumba is very difficult to disguise anything, any sort of technical mistakes or whatever.
No one's done a rumba yet, have they?
No, I reckon a lot of them will try to avoid it. Most people do, because you it used to be that there's one dance that you miss if you go all the way to the final for the number of weeks there are compared to the number of dances there are. And I always used to sort of say from the start, rumba's the one we don't want to do. Now that they've brought in couples choice, there's now two dances that you can end up missing. But this year there's less weeks. So
how many
dances it is, but there's definitely like, there's a handful of dances that you can miss. And I would be very surprised if we see a lot of rumbas on this series. We
actually might. I feel like I haven't seen many rumbas like over the years. So yeah.
Because the pros identify it as the one that we want to avoid, because one, it's very exposing.
Yeah.
People just look, because it's so slow, people just look for technique. And it's also very sincere. So it's a difficult one to get right in terms of performance, especially if the celeb has never performed before.
Mm.
And three, from what I hear, it's the one the audiences actually get a bit bored by. It's the one where, like, if you're going to go and make a cup of tea during Strictly, it's more likely to be during a rumba than during a Charleston or a jive.
Unless there's some like crazy chemistry between them. People are like hooked to it then.
But so yeah, cha-cha next week for Ranveer is going to be a really interesting week. I think next week we'll find out whether it's that she's a ballroom girl, which is why she's done well in these 2 weeks, or whether she actually is an all-rounder. And if she does a good job next week, then she's put herself in a really good position. And I'm surprised to see her in the final.
Yeah, me too.
That's why I think week four is a big week for her. If she pulls a good cha-cha out the bag next week and people are really up on her, then I see her in the final.
She
gives herself forward to like a contender.
Yeah.
Whereas I didn't after week one.
I love watching her, actually. I really enjoy watching. I've enjoyed watching her improvement from week one to week three.
Yeah. She's very likable as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I thought her frame was really good. Joe, did you think her frame was good?
Yeah, and she even kept it. She did like quite a deep back bend. Joanie had her doing towards the camera, but she kept that frame.
Mm.
It was very good the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she always looks gorgeous as well.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. Yeah, she really looks the part. So, yeah, a bit of a surprise, but a good partnership developing there.
Hmm.
Ranveer and Giovanni. Claps for Ranveer.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Joe, who do you want to talk about next?
Well, should we go to Bill first?
You want to go for Bill?
I just love Bill.
He played a guitar live in the middle of a Paso.
Perfectly as well. Like,
he's
played
just amazing, isn't he?
This is what I've been saying. This is what I've been saying like since the start, since the launch show episode that I did. People have got it wrong if they think Bill is there for the comedy. Like, Bill is a comedian and a very funny guy, but I said straight away, Bill is a better dancer than people are expecting. Like, and he's going to come in, he knows rhythm, he's an intelligent guy, I imagine he learns very well, I imagine he's a good student. From what I hear, he has had a bit of an interest in ballroom and Latin before. I don't know whether he's been to some classes or something, social dance classes, to do bits of ballroom and Latin, but I don't know. But from what I'm hearing, you know, he likes it. So when I saw him that bit that he did in the launch show, I just thought, yeah, he's already on his way. He's by no means like a no-hoper in this competition, you know, like what they'd call a duffer or whatever. He's actually a good dancer. And I think the first 2 weeks that he's done have been really good. And this Paso was really good.
Well, he could actually...
Good.
He could actually win it.
Oh, I think he's 100% one of the favourites to win.
I completely agree. Like, that's one thing I took away. Anyway, like, the first 2 weeks, I thought he's a finalist or he's got potential to be a finalist. This week, he's, like, my winner.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, I think he's a dead cert for the final.
Can you imagine if he wins it and Oti wins 2 years in a row?
Yeah, that'd be 2 years in a row for Oti. Good achievement. I think he's a dead cert for the final. I'm hearing that there might be five in the final this year.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard that there might be five in the final. If that is true, I cannot see a five couple final without Bill in it.
Definitely not.
There's no way that he's not going to be in that final. I think he's probably the favourite to win at this point. I just think he's that popular. From the response that I see on Twitter and whatever, whenever I put something out saying who you're voting for, who are your favourites, everybody is saying Bill. And
I also saw on Twitter that Stacey's got a crush on him.
Yes, my girlfriend does have a crush on Bill. I don't know what that says about her taste in men.
Maybe she just likes a man that can dance.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Did you notice how Bill stayed in character for quite a few seconds after the music had finished?
No, even upstairs when he was watching the VT, he was like standing with a curve with his chin down, like watching himself in the VT. Like my mum used to watch me doing pasta. You know when your parents watch you with their chin down?
Yeah.
He was watching himself like with his chin down in passo posture. I loved it.
There was a bit like right from the beginning where he stood and did a shape, he had his hips right forward.
Yes. It's
one of the first things I'd teach in a passo, hips forward. And rounded sort of elbows. Those are the first couple of things I teach. He had his hips forward and he did this sort of line where he had this focus in his eyes and he took his arm right over the top and bent into that, you know, like that sort of banana curve that we teach for how to stand as that sort of matador stance. And he looked like he'd been doing it for years. Like it was perfect shaping, which they've clearly been working on. He was in character for the whole thing. Do you know what else I liked? He did his walks forward, or like those runs forward that he did, and the way he was dragging his toes behind him.
Oh my God, the detail on that. Yeah. When he did that, I think I actually clapped out loud, like at my TV, I was like, yes, Bill.
I'd ask everyone to watch it back and watch the bit when he's doing his, like, I can't remember if it was like walks or runs that he was doing down the floor, but he was properly dragging his toes along the floor as his back foot. Now, no one does that on Strictly. No one properly nails that. Like, you teach it here and there, but the main thing that we'll teach is like a strong heel lead of a walk in passo, and make sure you nail that. And you'll teach dragging the toes, but you very rarely see it. But he was properly dragging them, like it was so great to see.
I thought his foot rhythm as well. He had really staccato feet, like in the choreography, there was a lot of like rhythm in there. And he really, like, I feel like he worked on, or Oti worked on his feet, because all the detail in his footwork was spot on.
Yeah. If I'm nitpicking at all, it would be, you know, when they sort of took hold, when they took their frame, I think his elbows were dropping a little. So his frame slightly weakened. But that, I mean, that is literally, I'm nitpicking, because... That's the only reason I'd say maybe it wasn't quite a 10, but I have absolutely no arguments with this getting 2 9s. It got an 8 and 2 9s, and I thought well deserved. And I think Bill, like, can everyone just understand now that Bill is one of the best dancers in this competition? He's not,
absolutely.
Not like a, you know, what do you call it, like a sort of a no-hoper, you know, that can't do it and he's getting away with it a bit, or, you know, like...
Yeah, because people... Yeah.
think that's the thing that people thought, like, oh, he's entertaining, but he's not a great dancer. No, he is a great dancer. He's really good.
I also want to mention just about that number really quickly, like, the whole setup. Like, first of all, I was, like, really impressed with how they managed to make it Western, but also flamenco and very Spanish.
Yeah.
But also the beginning, you know, when they both look straight down the camera?
Yeah.
Like, I love the whole setup. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, she's on fire at the moment.
She's awesome.
And did I hear that they're doing, next week, they're doing...
Hip Hop, yeah. I think it's Couple's Choice.
So are they doing commercial hip hop too?
I so hope so. I hope he's doing hip hop.
I cannot wait for this.
Do you know what? He's going to be awesome at it as well.
Oh, he's going to kill it. He's going to absolutely kill it. This could be a worldie next week. I call them like the worldies. You know, the dancers that just set fire and they become like one of the dancers of the series that everyone.
Yeah.
Like this has worldie written all over it for me.
Well, it's a moment that you kind of just wish there was a studio audience.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen any footage or anything of how they go in, but I can imagine it's going to be amazing, and I can imagine if there was a studio audience, it would literally, like, raise the roof.
Yeah, for sure. I just think this is going to be... It's going to be a massive dance. Is Tommy doing it, do you know? Tommy Franzen does a lot of the... does a lot of the hip-hop ones.
Probably. He works with OT anyway, outside of Street, doesn't he?
Yeah. But I imagine Tommy Franzen's going to be choreographing this. We'll see. But I'm very, very excited about it. Just on the audience thing, how much effect do you think it's having? Because I did notice that it's the second week running out of the like elimination weeks that the bottom two on the leaderboard have ended up in the dance-off. Now, a lot of the time, that can be different. Like, you can be in the bottom two, but the audience can save you. And I just wonder that sometimes if a dance goes really well in the studio, or even if it doesn't go great, but it's massively entertaining, the audience can get behind it, and you feel that coming through the TV, and then people want to vote for those people because like there's such a big atmosphere. Whereas because there's not as much atmosphere in the studio, maybe the voting is falling more into line with what the judges are. Like, do you know what I mean? You're getting your opinion from the judges.
From the judges only.
To be honest, I still don't miss the audience that much. I still forget that the audience isn't there when I'm watching it. But now you've said that, then maybe it does have an effect.
Because we were saying about, like, you know, Anton and Jackie, when they went out, like...
Yeah.
It's possible that when they did their samba, because it was so over the top and so camp and so, you know, so Anton, that at the end of it, the audience might have been on their feet because the energy of a live audience in the studio might have been really, really enjoying it.
Yeah, true.
But because there's no audience in there, the end of it, the vibe, like the energy level coming through the TV just is slightly flatter. And then the judges go, it's a 2 out of 10, then maybe the...
And that's what the viewer at home takes from it. Yeah.
Rather than taking that massive standing ovation and love in the audience, like, rather than that being the vibe that they take away, they're just taking away Craig's comments. And therefore...
I definitely think there's, like, weight in that point. Like, as much as I wish it wasn't that way, I do think that it happens.
Mm.
Although, can I say something that's a bit out there, maybe, potentially?
Mm.
I preferred it this week with, like, no one than with just a sprinkling of an audience. Is that a really weird thing to say?
No, that's not weird. Why do you reckon that is?
I think because when there's a few people in there, it kind of reminds you what it could be or what it normally is. And, like... I don't know, this week with no one in there, it felt more like I was a, like looking from the outside, if that makes sense. I don't know. I don't even, I haven't even figured out what I want to say, really, but I just preferred it, like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Useless observations from Lauren.
I want to talk about Harvey and Jeanette.
Okay.
They did Gnomeo and Juliet, dressed as gnomes. You know, they look silly.
Jeanette looks amazing as a gnome.
She does. Really.
I thought Harvey looked really funny as a gnome. And they used Don't Go Breaking My Heart, which is what me and Kelly Bright used in 2015.
Good song.
As Cha-Cha. Yeah, really good song. So as soon as it came on, I was like remembering me and Kelly's routine. Now, the judges said that they had, they sort of marked this down. They weren't that up on it because of the lack of content and a lack of, you know, sort of basic Cha-Cha and all of that. Now, to, I did not understand this at all. To me, it was Cha-Cha most of the way through.
Same. And I've even actually, like, watched it back and I can see loads of Cha-Cha, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was because he can do the steps that when he does basic, you know, like... in choreography, you can kind of mix basic or mix two steps together, or, you know, because he can do the basic steps, Jeanette made it a bit more challenging.
Yeah.
Choreography wise.
But didn't Craig make a comment? Wasn't it this dance where he said, oh yeah, I'd have liked to have seen more basic in it? Also, in the New Yorkers, and we were like, said there was a basic step in it.
Yeah, there was no basic content in it, and then he started talking about the New Yorker. Basic set. Like,
there was a lot of Cha-Cha in there.
There was, and this is something that I get slightly frustrated about, is that when people say, and I hear this from fans who sort of get their ballroom and Latin education from Strictly. Is they say, yeah, I want to see more content. And what they mean is more basic steps. Basic steps does not, for a dance to have content does not mean that it has to be packed with basics. It just has to be packed with content.
And you have to recognize which dance it is, obviously.
Yeah, but there's Cha-Cha content. Like if you go to a competition and watch, Like, so even the ones that are sort of comp purists, and you watch like top level competitors doing a cha-cha, you're not going to see, like, you know, and you would consider that being purist, and they've got loads of, obviously they know what they're doing. They've got loads of cha-cha in their cha-cha, but you wouldn't expect to see loads of basics in that routine.
No.
Like there's basic steps and there's cha-cha content that is built on the
basics. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, because he can do it, I think Jeanette choreographed it in such a way that looked like complicated, but the content was there. It's because he can do the steps that she didn't need to make it like strict beginner basic.
Yeah. I would have been annoyed if Jeanette had choreographed an entire routine of Cha-Cha basics for Harvey because he's better than that. Like, and so for me, she choreographed a dance that was full of cha-cha. To me, it was a cha-cha. I didn't watch it and go, oh, well, they haven't done any cha-cha in that. There was loads of cha-cha in it. So I don't know. I feel the judges were harsh on them, saying, oh, well, there wasn't enough basic content. My question would be, why do you need to see loads of basic content? You need
with
to see
Harvey especially.
Yeah, we need to see content. Of course we do. But why does it have to be basic content?
I agree. Like, I watched it and I was so excited about it when I watched it. And then I heard the judges, because that wasn't just one judge. It was like all three of them had a similar opinion on it, I think, if I remember correctly. And I remember thinking, oh, what did I watch then? Because I absolutely loved it.
Mm. Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know. I thought he had a good sort of solid use of his hips, you know, as he was leading her past, he was like banging his hip out to the side He was doing those sort of switches of weight hips that we like to do in cha-cha, and he was slamming his hips in kind of, we always talk about cha-cha being quite a heavy dance. You want to like slam like on top of the bones of your leg and like into the floor rather than being too sort of muscular.
That sounds really painful.
I always say like, like when I'm teaching, I'm sure you do the same. Like you sometimes teach about like, you know, I know Peter Robey talks about this in Burn the Floor, like sitting on the bones of your leg. Like
sit. She says lining the meat up.
Yeah, yeah. Line it all up, and like when you slam onto one side, sit on the bones of it. So and your center is low and heavy. Whereas if you're doing, say, a rumba, you might stretch into a line and you might pick your center up a little bit and use your muscles a little bit more and sort of squeeze the muscles. Whereas in cha-cha, I want to see like a heaviness and sitting into the hips and sitting onto them bones. And it's not something you see, a bit like Bill dragging his feet in the Paso. It's not something you see that often on Strictly. You just see a lot of lines because they're not capable of that kind of technique. But for me, Harvey did it. So I think it was a real shame that he wasn't congratulated on that level of technique. Whereas instead they chose to say, well, we wanted to see more cha-cha basics. And I'm like, why? There was plenty of content and a good technical level for me.
Yeah. Look, I really enjoyed it.
I've seen Cuban breaks. I've just got it on now. I've seen Cuban breaks, lock steps, twist, rondé chassés, and New Yorkers up till now.
I mean, that's all basic. And I'm talking about like there was loads of content, but you don't have to see loads of basic content. Everything you've listed is basic content. Like, I don't know. I just feel like they were being harsh on him this week.
And he got a 6 as well. It was not a 6.
No.
Yeah, he got a 6, 7, and 8. So Motsi was still, you know, Motsi obviously still thought it was good. But yeah, a 6 I think is very harsh for what they did.
Me too. I think it's harsh. Motsi was like the high scorer judge this week.
Yeah.
She was like giving all the good scores out. She was the goodie.
Taken over from Bruno, hasn't she?
Yeah. But I agreed with that actually.
Yeah, yeah, I did. Right, Lauren, back to you. Who do you want to talk about next?
Jamie and Karen.
Yeah, Hercules.
Karen. Welcome to the competition, God. Jamie Lang. That excellent.
I loved it.
Excellent stuff.
It was so funny, so camp, executed so well, and I was laughing like in a good way laughing.
Yeah, that bit where he came forward towards the camera, kind of like doing a like muscle twist kind of thing. Oh my God, I was gone.
The muscle twist walk forward from Jamie, whatever that was my favourite moment of the entire night.
My favourite moment of the entire night was when the exit out of the lift at the very end of the...
He dropped her on the floor.
No, I just feel that he is... Like, this one was perfect for him. Have you seen Disney's Hercules? He's like the human form of Disney's Hercules.
It made me smile so much, this number. And, like, me the too. Pair of them had an absolute blast. I think this was Tommy, wasn't it? Tommy Franzen did the choreography.
Is it Tommy again?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think Tommy and Lizzie, who he choreographs with, and obviously Jess, I think, has a hand in as well. I think they did 2 of them. I think they did Hercules and Simpsons. Yeah. Just great choreographers. I smiled all the way through this. They got it bang on.
Spot like, on.
For the tone of the character of Hercules, for the Charleston. There was loads of Charleston in it.
I noticed as well, which I don't notice very often, he got that double bounce, the double hop. When he was doing any kicks.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, rather than like plodding, he was like double time, like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. And he set off doing doing some swivels at the beginning, and I thought, yeah, he's got the swivels in. He can do that.
Yeah.
It was complicated choreography as well.
It actually was. Yeah, it really was.
Great song.
Yeah, and it was the first, I think it, they were like the first moment of the night where I went, like, you know, they actually excited me a lot.
Yeah.
No, you know, everybody else was still great, but that was the first moment where I was like, oh my God!
Yeah, it was spot on.
I thought he did brilliantly to cope with sort of that speed of choreography and so many changes in it. I always feel like Charleston's a great dance for Karen. Anyway, every year she seems to bang out a great Charleston. It was ridiculous. It was great fun. And I bloody loved it.
Yeah, me too.
Loved it. And got a 7 and 2 8s.
Yeah, well deserved.
Yeah, decent score, actually. Fair score.
And do you know what I liked about them as well? Is that I get why everyone is feeling this way because of the whole circumstances of COVID and being able to do this amongst COVID. But I feel everyone is very sincere at the moment on Strictly, and they're very sort of
emotional.
And I get it. Like, I'm not criticizing them. I get it. They're very like, you know, we're very lucky to be doing this and missing family. And like, I get why they would be emotional, but it was quite nice just for a couple of minutes, even like when they're talking to Claudia, like Jamie and Karen were just sort of a bit nuts.
Yeah, they were actually. He picked her up for like the whole of the...
It was nice to see them really enjoying themselves. Mm. Just, you know, it was like a nice bit of light relief. And I was pleased for them that they got through, you know, without having to do the dance off after the dance off last week. This was,
and it was totally right though. Like, they I don't believe they should have been in the dance off at all.
No,
like,
no, I'd have been very surprised. Right, Joseph, who do you want to talk about next?
JJ and Amy.
Aww.
I thought it was so beautiful, the whole thing. That, like, ballroom and this kind of style is his forte, really, isn't it? And Amy just looked beautiful. It was, the music was beautiful. They danced it beautifully. Like, I really, really loved it.
Yeah, I agree. Did you like this one, Lauren?
I loved it. They're such a sweet couple. And it definitely suits him, this kind of number. He's so light on his feet. And Amy choreographs really for him really well as well,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I like it.
Footwork, everything.
I like that Amy, I think I might have said this last week, but I like that Amy listens to the music when she choreographs. Like, it's musical. It's not just in eights. Right, I'll give him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Then we'll do an 8 here. Then we'll do this step. Then we'll do that step. You know, it's like she lets the music inform what they're going to do. And we said last week, didn't we, that this was always going to be a sweet number, them two doing Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And that was the vibe all the way through. I smiled all the way through.
Yeah.
Okay. I was clapping at the end.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked as well, Moxie made a comment that, like, he used the floor really well and that it comes with confidence. And when she said that, I completely agreed, because that's one thing I think at the moment that I feel like in general I'm not seeing is people using all of the floor. I don't know if that's too technical a comment to make, but it's nice to see when someone really, like, stretches and uses the floor that they have. And Moxie actually made that comment, and I completely agree with her. It was really nice to see him using all the floor, especially it being a ballroom dance.
And you know what? Like, to that point, because JJ, obviously it's a little more difficult for him to hold his frame with his arms. I feel like you could clearly see the work done by Amy. They really had clearly focused on their foot and leg movement across the floor. Like, he was so smooth gliding across the floor. They clearly worked on moving off the standing leg, you know, gliding the moving leg across the floor and then sort of rolling through each step through feet and ankles. I think Shirley might have mentioned it, actually. I think Shirley mentioned the footwork that they used. And that was the main thing that I sort of agreed with. I was really impressed with that. And I think that's like the two of them should be really proud of themselves. Amy for like, she's clearly focused on that, knowing that like the frame is a little more difficult for him. So it's like, okay, we can show them this then.
Yeah.
Clearly worked on that. And he's clearly worked hard at it because it's not easy. Especially for someone who's never danced before, that's not an easy thing to do, is get that glide. Even some of the celebs that do well on Strictly and like make finals and stuff, they take good care of the picture, like the frame and what it all looks like, and playing the character and all of that. But the actual sort of ballroom movement and stride across the floor isn't always that perfect, and sometimes can still be a little bumpy. So yeah, I was really, really impressed by this. It was.
I feel like it was everything a foxtrot should be.
Yeah.
And suited him down to a T.
And it's, you know, about saying Amy choreographing it well. It was that there was, I can't remember it specifically, but there was a moment with the hat. Something happened in the music. Like, I think it was like on a.
Oh, he kind of tipped his hat off and she caught it.
Yeah, but it was bang on like the trumpet in the music. And it was like those little moments like that are like gold dust for me. Like I get so excited about those little moments in a dance, because I think it's on top of all the technique work that you do, it's those moments that can really take a dance to the next level.
Yeah.
And when it happened, I think I even applauded. Like as soon as that hat thing happened on the trumpet, I was like, yes. I was like, this, it just made me feel so like happy about it.
Yeah.
And he got 3/8.
Yeah, really good score.
Again, yeah, really, really solid. And I was pleased for him. I definitely think he's more of a ballroom boy than a Latin. We'll see. Like, do we know what dance they're doing next week yet? Not yet.
No, I don't think so.
But I have a feeling that his ballroom dances on the whole are going to be better than his Latin dances. But we'll see. He's another one that, like Ranveer, that might surprise us.
Yeah, hopefully.
Maybe you can take some confidence out of this. Whose turn is it? Mine.
Yours.
So let's talk about The Simpsons.
I think Craig's comment was fair. Like going on Twitter, you can see like you either liked it or it was a bit Marmite.
It's divided people, hasn't it?
It has. It really has. It's made it onto some Instagram accounts, you know, like, the banter accounts and stuff, or like your favourite one, Love of Huns. and they put, I'm uncomfortable.
So this was another one by Tommy and Lizzie.
Choreography was amazing. Choreography was great.
Yeah. I thought the choreography was really fun.
Especially the saxophone bit. Can we talk about that?
Funny. Really, really funny. And they did look funny, didn't they? Like him with his like fat belly and...
and the thing, it was like a pipe cleaner on his hair.
I don't know why it made people feel uncomfortable. I really liked it.
It was weird, but I really liked it too. Like, you can't deny it wasn't weird.
Well, I've spoken to quite a few people and got opinions on social media and all that sort of thing. And yeah, some people were like, oh, I don't know about that one or whatever. But I kind of loved it. If I'm being totally honest, like, it's just all opinions, isn't it? I loved it. I really enjoyed watching it. I sort of laughed all the way through. Like, it made me laugh. And it was like, it was just the madness of Strictly.
You know, I'm just looking at my notes. Do you know what I wrote? What did I just watch? Like, I loved it. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I really loved it. But it was a strange Strictly moment. It was strange.
Yeah, but it was like, you were kind of like watching it, not knowing what was going to happen next. Like, within every segment of the routine, you're like, oh God, what's next? Oh, okay. And now what? Oh.
Yeah. The donuts, the sofa, the bed at the beginning. I thought the bed looked really cool at the beginning.
The saxophone was the highlight for me. Yeah. And the way he wiggled his hips, like, it was a proper dad moment. It was really like dad dancing.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I just found the whole thing really fun. I really enjoyed it.
Moving away from like talking about The Simpsons, the actual style, he danced really well.
Yeah. And Diane was so committed to it. That's why I was going to laugh as well. Like, she was so committed to her character. And
it must have been hard as well, dancing with that hair, like all that
I
hair.
I thought that.
Yeah.
I thought that too.
Because don't you dance with a feather in our show, Lauren, that's really like,
yeah, like a pineapple on my head.
Like a pineapple thing, and it's quite heavy, isn't it, when you dance? I was thinking, oh, she must be like real uncomfortable.
It might have been really hollow.
Oh, maybe, yeah. I mean, knowing this strictly, like, they'll have made it as comfortable as possible, I guess.
Yeah. And that's another thing, like, and we always seem to say this on like a movie week or a musicals week or whatever, but like the strictly wardrobe departments and also like hair and makeup departments are just, they're mad, aren't they? Like, they're mad good at what they do. As soon as you saw all the different things that everyone was going to do, I was looking forward to all what they were going to come up with.
Is it a huge team? Are there loads of people?
Normally, I don't know how many people are allowed in there this series because of all the restrictions or what the sort of you know, limitations are, but normally it's a huge team, yeah. And to be done yellow like that, like, I've obviously got experience of that when me and Stace did Minions, and and then again in week six with Stace, I had to be painted all silver because I was a robot. Like, it takes ages to do. So who would have been in makeup for a long time?
You know what surprised me as well? Because obviously I just did one episode last year on Musicals Week. How early you get your hair and makeup done in the day? Like when you watch it at home, you assume that everyone goes into makeup like 1 hour before the show, but
no, it's a full day because there's so much to do.
Yeah,
you get an hour's makeup and an hour's hair to start with, and then the rest of the day, once you're done, and you're done at like 9-10 in the morning, and once you're done, they just have touch-ups all through the day, don't you? You just go back and have touch-ups.
Yeah.
That's something that really surprised me. So when I saw Diane and Max, I thought, oh my God, they've been yellow all day.
And they'll still be yellow today. They'll still be finding bits of yellow. Like, it's so
there
hard.
It is.
I bet Diane looks like McDonald's.
Yeah, because, like, obviously I know nothing about makeup. As evidenced while we were on tour, I did my own makeup. Maybe we'll put that picture out.
I totally would if I had your permission.
Yeah, you can put that picture out. Look out for Lauren's Instagram.
I'll wait till the podcast has gone out and then I'll put it out.
Yeah. That was me trying to do my own makeup. I know nothing about makeup. Anything I even vaguely know about makeup is from watching Glow Up with Stacey. But when I had to be done like different colors, like when I had to be done yellow as a minion, like, I would just assume, as someone who knows nothing, that you get some sort of, you know, yellow paint type makeup and shove it on and be yellow. But like, there's a whole process that they go through. This is probably not new to you two, but like, they had to put a whole base on me first, like some sort of like moisturizing whatever, then they painted me white as like a white base of makeup.
You're not white enough.
That probably took less time on me than most people. They had to, they do me like completely white, and then they put like, they start drawing sort of contoury bits of how they're gonna do it. And then they put a first coat on of something, and then like a secondary coat, and then they colour it all in to give it all a bit of, I don't know, texture and contour and, you know, all the...
Do they do something to stop the sweat from, like, making it roll off?
Maybe that was part of the first base that they put on to start with.
I don't know why I'm asking you, actually. You wouldn't have a clue.
I wouldn't know. It's a whole process to get it looking like that. Otherwise, it'd just be like, you know, kids on Halloween makeup. You just shove it on, like pile it on yellow. So yeah, that would have been a whole ordeal for them.
But on the other hand, still going, talking about the hair and makeup teams, I just thought, like, the opposite, the other side of the spectrum of that. You know, like, I thought to myself, if I was Amy and I walked in and that was my dress being shown to me, it just looked like a dress off this, you know, off out of a shop. But she looked stunning.
Yeah. I
thought, so stunning in just a normal dress. And it didn't have any stones on it or anything. And just like pretty makeup and pretty hair. Total opposite of the Simpsons. And that's just down to the costume team and the hair and makeup again, making something so simple look so beautiful. Yeah.
This is like moving away slightly from the Saturday show, but that was the same with the V-Day performance, all the girls in just simple tea dresses but looking absolutely beautiful.
Well, let's mention that on the results show, the group number, it was lovely, wasn't it, all dancing on the white cliffs of Dover.
It was amazing. Like, setting was like just so gorgeous.
I didn't know that they'd done that. Like, usually I sort of like know little bits here and there and what they're planning for group numbers and whatever, but I didn't know that they danced like on those cliffs.
They did lots of like beachy outside stuff this year, actually. They did, you know, their very first, the very first opening with the girls on the beach.
Yeah.
Looks like they all went to like Cornwall for a few days.
And then didn't they have Gorka coming out of the sea?
That was a Bond one.
Was that in England? Because he would have been freezing.
Imagine that filming day.
And I wonder how many times they made him do it. I bet they're foil after.
That's what I mean, because it's never one shot. He probably would have done 15 odd takes of that.
Oh my God.
They would have had to keep going in the water, coming out of the water, absolutely freezing. I bet he was.
I have to ask him where it was.
Yeah. I'm sure they would have chosen me for that role if I was still on Strictly.
I bet it was in Blackpool.
So and then the Bond number as well then.
Yeah.
That was mad.
It was like a movie in itself.
Yeah. Maybe they're just getting to do more of this because they sort of have to. Like with all the limitations, like being outside is more of a thing, and they had more time to do all that, because I know they were filming all the group numbers before the series started.
Maybe it's to do with the social distancing and being outside.
Yeah, maybe. But it's sort of born out of that as some really good creative ideas.
I really, really like the Bond number. I like seeing, was it Jeanette just like hanging on to
yes!
Horizontally.
Was it
Jeanette? Yeah, it was Jeanette.
Oh, I thought they just brought someone in to do that.
They wouldn't have brought someone in to isolate for 2 weeks just to do that, would they?
No, that's true. Oh, well done, Jeanette.
I think pretty sure it was Jeanette. I saw her on Kai's story.
Yeah. I was so impressed.
I didn't make that connection. I just assumed it was like a specialist at that, you know.
She was horizontal. She was like...
Yeah, nice. And so fast. It doesn't surprise me that it was Jeanette, though. Like, she can do everything.
She's very brave, and she tends to get... Because she's the littlest one, they do tend to chuck her around a lot in group numbers. Like, I need someone to be thrown up in the air and then caught again, or hang on to the... Like, Jeanette! that's awesome if that was Jeanette. That's cool.
Yeah, it was. I was well impressed.
So, Jason Gilkison did both the numbers this week. The genius, that is, Jason Gilkison. As usual, nailing it.
The man, the legend.
Johannes coming down as Grace Jones from the ceiling.
I love him.
What else did we have? Like Lou, I think, was it Luba that was painted gold?
On a bed?
Yeah.
Gold.
All of that.
They've really full out, haven't they, with everything? Because they were filmed in the summer, they can do.
And it was a nice touch having the Bond, was it Aliash at the end as Bond or Giovanni, looking into the mirror at the end, and the reflection in the mirror as the new Bond was Oti.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really nice touch.
Is the new Bond what?
Well, there's rumours that there's going to be a new Bond, and that
is that what that was? Yeah. Was that a nod to the rumours?
Yeah.
That we're going to have a female Bond, potentially even a black female Bond. I'm not sure.
That's only me just not knowing about the rumours. That's not because it wasn't clear. I just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but
maybe the new Bond is Oti.
Maybe.
and Bill's Miss Moneypenny.
Oh my god.
So that was the Simpsons then. 3/8 it got. So that must be Max's best score so far.
It was a good score for him, actually. Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it was his best score.
Yeah. Right, Lorenzo, your turn. Who next?
I want to talk about Clara.
Clara.
Yeah.
Okay. They did Tango to Lady
Marmalade. I thought the set was really cool with the hearts and the silks.
Mm.
I think she's obviously like not trained at all, and she's not like a natural dancer, is she? But I just find myself enjoying watching her.
Me too.
I know what you mean.
I think she did look a little bit nervous in this one.
Okay.
Until she had the moment where it was like the girl power moment where she was controlling Aliash, and then she was like, this is my moment. Like, she really like Moulin Rouge in that moment.
Mm. She gave a lot of energy, which is what I was hoping for. You know, especially with a song like that. I thought she gave a lot of energy. I know what you mean, and what it is like she's not a natural dancer, but I do enjoy watching her. Like, I think that sort of sums it up. I've enjoyed them every week so far. I feel like she sort of lives in the dance. Go on, Lauren. Yeah. What are you going to say?
And I was just going to say, it's always nice to see somebody who's not a natural dancer still nailing it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. The judges had a little disagreement on like the vibe of the dance.
Because the styles.
Yeah. Sort of. Was it? I think Craig said that he liked it, that it had like a disco vibe to it.
And yeah.
He wasn't sure whether that was going to work or not. And I think Craig said that he quite liked that.
Yeah, he liked it. And Shirley
didn't.
Shirley wasn't so into it. What did you think about that? About it having a bit of a disco vibe to it? Or
for me, it wasn't something that stood out, which is probably a good thing.
I didn't notice that kind of whether it worked or not. It was just the tango done to Moulin Rouge to me.
Yeah,
I agree.
Completely agree. Like, it didn't stand out to me. It didn't disturb me.
No, it didn't finish and have me thinking, oh, that was like a disco tango. I didn't think that in any way. I just thought it was a tango. I thought they did a good job as a tango. And I think what the judges have to remember as well, like, it's, I remember having, me and Shirley having a laugh over this in Halloween week when I danced with Susan Kalman. We did Game of Thrones for Halloween week, and Susan was the Dragon Queen, Khaleesi, and I was Jon Snow, and we did a foxtrot, and I remember Shirley sort of saying it wasn't like a foxtrot's supposed to be sort of elegant and classy, and this wasn't that. And I sort of joked with her, like, I'm not sure if you saw, but she came down on a dragon. Elegance and classy wasn't quite what we were going for. A different vibe. So I think sometimes what the judges have to remember as well is that it is a themed week. It is a movie week. And there's more than one way of doing any set dance.
Exactly.
Like it doesn't have to fit a certain box. Like a tango doesn't have to look like it's come from Argentina. And it doesn't have to look...
I mean, that's what Lauren said as well about Bill and Oti. Like, it was a Western.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
As long as the steps are recognisable, like you said earlier, Joe, like, as long as the steps are recognisable from that dance, especially in a themed week.
Yeah, and you know, and also a tango doesn't have to look like it's come from the competition floor. It's not a comp-themed week, you know, and I always stress this on the podcast. the competition world's dialogue, ballroom and Latin dancing, is just one version of doing it. It's not the version of doing it. It's not the original version of doing it. It's developed over time. And it's not an authentic version of doing it. It's just a version of doing it.
And if you think about it, that's kind of the whole, that epitomizes what Strictly is about. It's bringing ballroom and Latin dance into what the public recognize and like. So I think it's good that they have themed weeks and that they kind of bring it into things that and themes that people recognize.
Yeah. And Aliash's job in this is to create a tango that, like Aliash's, this is what I'm saying, Aliash's job is not to create a competition tango to please judges. Aliash's job as a pro in this moment is to create, one, a tango that people are going to enjoy. Two, a tango that Clara will feel comfortable in and look good doing. So it choreographed to her strengths. Three, a tango that works with the music of Lady Marmalade. And four, a tango that is themed in the setting and style of the film Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
So Aliash's job is to create that tango, not to create
a competition tango.
A competition style that you would normally do in a tail suit and a ballroom dress on a competition floor on a Sunday. Style of a tango.
Yeah.
So, like, it just doesn't bother me when they go, oh, it was a different style of tango to what I'm used to. It's like, well, yeah, that's kind of the point. It's movie week.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're not here for, it's not competition themed week.
It would be weird when you say that, it would be weird if they just danced to the song,
right,
a normal tango, and didn't even nod to the film. Like,
right. And there is a place for that. There is a place for, like, in different weeks, you know, say next week, they just do a straight down the line, whatever dance they're doing, in competition outfits. That's good as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. If they just came out and did a tango with competition choreography and a competition style, I would consider that they haven't done their job because they're doing Moulin Rouge for movie week.
And they would probably get comments as well, like, where was the Moulin Rouge?
But it's always the conversation. It's always the difficult balance between sort of going for different styles and pushing the boundaries and entertainment and keeping it, you know, I was going to say traditional, but competition world, again, is not traditional. It's just competition world.
Yeah.
But that's what a lot of people consider to be sort of the starting point for it. It's just getting that balance right. And I thought they did a good job. They got 7-6-7. So Shirley wasn't as into it as the other two judges.
But again, I think that's a fair score. Sorry, Jo.
Probably is a fair score as well. I just think that Clara is one still, like a journey. She is the journey one, I think, because you can clearly tell, as I said before, she's not a natural dancer, and she hasn't trained, but she's still good, and will get better.
I think I still have a feeling that Latin is going to be more her thing.
Yeah,
more of a Latin girl than a ballroom girl, even though I don't think she's bad at ballroom. And I still have a feeling that there's going to be a week coming up where she's going to do a Latin dance and she's going to kill it.
Yeah.
She's going to have one of those weeks where she's going to just have a breakout week where everyone's going to suddenly take notice of Clara and Aliash. I feel like it's coming.
I wonder what she's doing next week. We don't know yet, do we?
No, don't know. She's done two ballrooms in a row.
Surely, yeah.
It's going to be Latin or one of the...
Or Couple's Choice.
Couple's Choice or a Charleston or Salsa or something like that. I just have a feeling there's going to be like a samba or something where she's going to kill it, a samba or a salsa, one of those, and we're all going to go amazing, and she's going to like top the leaderboard and stuff.
Joseph, right, who else have we got?
We haven't talked about Nicola and Katya, Maisie and Gorka, Caroline Johannes.
Maisie and Gorka. Let's talk about Maisie and Gorka.
Okay.
Again, she does look like she could be an actual competition dancer. Talking about competition. Sure.
Yeah.
It was good.
I feel like there's
I really don't want to criticize because she is amazing. It just for me it wasn't a like whoa number.
Right.
And I could see like even the judges' comments weren't like, oh my god, you're amazing. She is amazing. We all know she's amazing. But it wasn't like overly excitable, I don't feel. But she'll obviously be in the final and get a chance of winning it. I do agree with Shirley that she needs to work on her footwork. She's very much a top presentation type girl. I think moving backwards as well, just a technical thing in the ballroom, going backwards, she had two straight legs.
Right.
So she needs to keep her knees a bit softer.
Okay.
And that will probably stop the clunking because like Gorka's body weight was coming forwards and her legs were straight. So it was like pushing her onto her heels. Instead of going through the foot, if she could bend her knees a little bit more, there'd be a little bit more absorption. Oh gosh, getting a bit technical there.
One of the judges was saying about it clunking, I think.
Yeah, I think it was Shirley.
Shirley was talking about her feet quite a lot.
Right.
And because Shirley said about, because obviously she's done two ballroom in a row as well, I believe.
Yeah.
The skirt hides a multitude of sins, she said. So
yeah,
to work on her feet a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like, because she came out in week one and even in week two and was like so good and she absolutely smashed it. It's a difficult position to be in, isn't it? When you're when you're like amazing straight away, you've got to uphold it.
Yeah.
And I didn't dislike the number. I wasn't such a fan of the music. Probably all the Frozen fans like will hate me for saying that. But I wasn't such a fan of the music. But I thought it was a solid number.
It's the second time that Gorka's done Frozen. He did Frozen with Frankie, who I danced with, in the Christmas special.
So can I ask you a question? can I ask you a question that my mum's asked me to ask you to explain?
Okay.
About how it works with choosing the music and if you get given music, if you have a say. My mum would like to know if you could explain.
Yeah, well, it's very much a conversation between, there's a dance team of like some, there's a lot of sort of producers working on Strictly, and there's one specific sort of group and they call them the dance team. There's Jason Gilkison and a couple of other producers that they together sort of are responsible for, you know, songs, concepts, set, props, you know, the design of a number. And you have, it's a very much a conversation between you and them, and you can throw ideas at them and they can throw ideas at you. They're basically like an ideas machine. Like they just churn out all these different ideas and they have like a library of songs that they think could work. And they might go, oh, we think this could work for you. How do you feel about doing this song? So you're always about 2 weeks ahead. So you're planning sort of, if I stay in next week, I'll be doing this. And the week after I'll be doing that. And you're always talking to them and saying, right, okay, so if we're doing that jive or whatever, they might say, what do you think about this song? We thought this could be good. And this concept. And you can say, yeah, great. I love that idea. Or you can say, I'm not sure about it. And they'll say, well, you know, what ideas have you got? You throw some ideas at them. And it's a two-way thing. And sometimes they really would prefer you to do a certain thing. And sometimes you'd prefer to do something else. And it's just, it's always a bit of a negotiation. And basically, you never have to do anything. Like they don't force you to do anything. So if you absolutely don't want to do something, categorically will not do it, or the celeb says, no, I just do not want to do that, I'm uncomfortable doing it or whatever, then you can say no. And they can't make you do anything. But then, you know, then it's on you to come up with another idea.
And, you know, any like modifications of music where you want to add in a slow bit, or, you know, there are a couple of numbers this week where they kind of change the rhythm. Is that up to you as well?
It can be. But they have like a music guy who is very good at doing that. And usually with things like that, it's the dance team that come up with stuff that come up with those ideas. Like I remember when Aliona and Jay did that amazing jive back in 2015 to Pulp Fiction. Like it was the dance team's idea to go from slow to fast.
Okay.
And they were telling her, this is what we want to do with it. We want to start off with the like that at the beginning, and then go into so like they're very clever at coming up with those kind of bits in the music. Like it was their idea when and we'll get to talking about Star Wars in a minute, but when I did Star Wars with Kelly in 2015, my thing was I really wanted to do the Star Wars theme. The one that happened obviously this week with Jason and Luba. I wanted to do that, and I was pushing for Star Wars, and they were thinking, I'm just not sure at the moment whether it can work as this or that or whatever. And we were going back and forth with it, and I was going, yeah, I know what you mean. But then I was like, maybe I can do a tango to it, maybe a paso to it. And then it was the music guy at the time, Matt, who said, why don't you use the Cantina Band theme from Star Wars? Why don't you use that instead and do Charleston? And the minute he said that, I was like, that's it. That's the idea. And we can use the lightsabers as canes in a Charleston. And I said, that would be a genius idea. And so we ended up starting. So he built it where it started off with the ba 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 ba. And then I said to them, at the beginning, can we do like a line where she goes, "Help me, Kevin, you're my only hope," as like a riff. "Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope." We'll have that bit running down at the beginning to the Star Wars theme. Then it'll cut into the Cantina Band. So it was like,
it's a mix of everyone.
Yeah. So it can come from all over the place. Okay. So that went off on a tangent, but like,
well, my mom got her answer, I think.
Yeah.
A really long answer.
Back to Maisie and Gorka. I haven't seen Frozen 2 actually. So I did, and as much as I'm completely out of touch here, I didn't really know the song.
I sang it for you last week. What are you talking about?
Yeah, hence I still come. But but like, I know what you mean about these things, but she's still amazing. She's
still great. Yeah.
Pretty good. And you know, choreographically, what Gorka did with it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
I like the use of the run down the middle. That's another thing I always talk about on the podcast. In most of my numbers, I've got a side-by-side run down the middle towards the camera. And Gorka put that to good use.
Works a treat.
The run down the middle, like pumping the arms. I love that bit. Yeah, I liked it. I thought the choreography played to her strengths. And yeah, like it's difficult, isn't it, when we're talking about Maisie, because it's like we're talking about it in a different context.
Yeah.
I
didn't want to criticize her because she's amazing.
Yeah, it's finding things. Yeah.
Yeah, I do think that's what happened though, as in she had two incredible weeks. This one was also wonderful and amazing, but when you set yourself up at the highest level, people just keep expecting, and maybe she was really good, but maybe it just wasn't her style, let's say. I don't know. I'm not criticizing it in any way.
She's
incredible.
But that's the difficulty, and there is a lot of pressure on the ones that are sort of leading from the front.
I know, tell me about it every single day.
But the ones that top the leaderboard from the start are sort of there to be shot at, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's difficult, and it's like, as soon as it's not, like the tango that they did last week was a 10, really.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't have argued with it being a 10. So anything that's not a 10 now is like, it's difficult for her, isn't it?
Yeah, people are always going to be expecting every week more and more and more and more, but she's already at the top of the game. So it's like a hard position to be in.
So I do feel for them. Next week they've got Cha-Cha.
Oh, I can't wait.
Incredible. She'll be incredible.
Yeah. Well, me and her did Cha-Cha and Children in Need.
Are you taking full credit for how good she's going to be at Cha-Cha?
It depends. If I'm going to take credit for it. If she gets like an 8 or a 7 for her, then Gorky can take it. I'm kidding.
Yeah, if she gets a 10, you'll be like, I taught the Cha-Cha, I taught the Cha-Cha.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in. No, this is a good opportunity for now for Gorka to like Latin she's going to kill anyway. It's a good opportunity for Gorka to really push her, I think, with the choreography.
Cha-Cha is cheeky and sassy, and that's everything that she is.
Yeah, exactly. And he's going to get to properly work with her now. Like, to be honest, in Children Need, we didn't have that long to work on stuff, and it was only a short bit of choreography. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to what they're going to do next week. I have a feeling it's going to be great.
Oh, she will be. She'll be awesome.
Whose turn is it?
Yours. Why'd you forget every time?
Because we've mentioned it, let's talk about the Star Wars one then. Jason and Luba. Because I was really looking forward to it because it's Star Wars. And also because I was a big Jason fan. The first 2 weeks, I thought he was great. I thought he was undermarked. And I thought he was one to really watch and someone that I really enjoyed watching. This just wasn't his dance, was it?
No, but am I allowed to say that I wasn't keen on the music for a passo? I don't think it helped them.
I know what you mean.
I like the theme. But I feel a passo has to be like gutsy and strong and a statement.
With it then, because that's how it was, wasn't it? It wasn't gutsy and strong, and even their kind of shaping and stuff wasn't strong enough. Maybe it was the music that wasn't giving him that oomph. I don't know.
I think he was like fully committed to it. You know, his knee slide and everything he did, he was like so committed. But I wanted, like, something behind it, and I think it was because of the music, if I'm allowed to say.
Again, I come back to the frame. You know what I said about Bill, how they just drop the elbows. One of the first things I teach in Paso is having elbows up, like a roundedness in the elbows, so that the frame always looks really strong. And the elbows were sort of down, which immediately made him look weaker than he is. And he's a sort of a big, strong guy. But the framing coming down, I felt, made him look a bit weaker. And I don't know, I was waiting for it to take off, and it just never quite took off, did it?
You could still tell that he enjoyed it.
Yeah. Which is what the judges said, though, about him smiling in the passer.
Yeah. It's weird, because I've really enjoyed watching him.
Yeah, me too. Same.
It's a shame that he went so soon.
I was really sad to see him go. I thought a 3 was really harsh, though, from Craig.
Yeah, he got, what do you get, 3, 4, 5.
That, I think that was quite harsh marking, actually.
But it put him at the bottom of the leaderboard. And it's just a shame. I would have liked to have seen more, like, because I really enjoyed his, he did a ballroom dance on week one.
American Smooth.
Yeah, which I thought was so lovely and had such a nice vibe about it. And then he did salsa last week that I thought was just so energetic and vibrant. And like, I loved watching him. And I thought he was unlucky that Paso just wasn't his dance. It just fell on.
It really shows like how you as a person and your personality, how you fit into, even as like professional dancers, you have dances that are your style, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
It really shows, like, the American Smooth was perfect for him because he's so smiley and smooth and happy and American.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wish we could have seen more of him. I would have loved to have seen more of the energetic. I would have loved to have seen him do a jive.
Yeah, me too.
Jive or a Charleston's.
Or a nice quick step, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like all those energetic dances would have really suited him. And had Paso not come now for him and they were doing the Star Wars theme, you know, maybe he could have gone actually quite a lot further. It just caught him on that dance and he's ended up bottom of the leaderboard and gone.
I hope it hasn't ruined Star Wars for him, because he is a fan, isn't he? A Star Wars fan. Yeah. And I hope now every time he doesn't, like, see or watch a film or hear the music at all, I hope it doesn't give him bad memories.
Does that happen to you both? Like, from if you have, like, a bad week or something, you never want to listen to the song again?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Like, the Spice Girls Stop with Scott Mills. Stop right now. Thank you very much. Tango. Every time I hear that, I'm like, oh my God.
I'm quite certain that Annika Rice will never listen to the theme tune or watch the film of Kill Bill ever again. You know, like, that was the night that we got eliminated. That it definitely happens when you just have one that doesn't work for you.
Brings back all the bad memories.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, but he was Star Wars fan, bless him.
I know. I tend to... go on.
Come on. No, you go.
Go on, go on.
I was going to say, I don't think anything could ruin his mood anyway, because he's always just so smiley. Yeah.
Friendly, positive guy.
Yeah.
I tend to hear songs nowadays, and immediately I'm like, Abby and Ali Ash, week 7. Like, I hear songs in terms of Strictly nowadays, especially if it's like one of mine. Like, as soon as it comes on, oh, I did this with Kelly, week 4.
Week 4, and then the exact date.
Yeah. This was our score. I had a cold that day. Every song just brings back a Strictly memory to me now. Strictly's done like every song that's ever been made. Whose turn is it?
Lauren.
Yeah. Caroline and Johannes.
Caroline and Johannes.
So that's go on.
You go. I interrupt everyone all the time, I feel.
No. So that for me, like, Gypsy is my favourite musical. That role there of Mama Rose is the only, like, absolute role that I have to do before I die. Okay. So I was well excited for it. And again, I think she's a great dancer. Oh my God, why am I the negative one on it?
You're the Craig.
I am, aren't I? I think she's a great dancer. And I really appreciate the preciseness that she has and the softness and the arms and this and stuff, but I wanted more guts. Like, that role there is a gutsy role, and I just think it was too nice and too I'm waiting for her to come out and do something that isn't lovely. It has to be gutsy.
I actually wrote the same. I wrote, I want to see something more risky, more earthy, not safe for her, because obviously she can dance. I want to see something. And then the judges made the same comment as well. They wanted to see her get a bit like earthy and dirty and gutsy. And I can't wait till she manages to do, because I think she's playing it safe because she can dance. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
I think she's a beautiful dancer. She's really very good. I like watching her. But I know what you mean. Like, you want to see... I want her to reach through the TV cameras and grab... and put her hands into us and grab hold of our hearts and play with it. And, you know what I mean? I want her to leave her absolute sweat on the floor.
Do you know what's interesting? When she did the lines at the beginning, she did it. She had that Say that again.
When she was acting, you mean?
At the beginning, yeah. She had it, and then it was like when she started to dance, she did what she thought she had to do.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe she like kind of, I don't know how it works, I'm not an actor, but the same kind, you, I guess you can apply the same techniques in your, in acting mm-hmm. as you can to like character in dance.
Definitely. Yeah, exactly. Me and Kelly Bright talked about that a lot in 2015 and letting the character like inform how you are moving and how
yeah.
you think about each dance. Yeah, so again, it's one of these numbers for me, like a bit like Clara, I think she's going to have a week where we all take notice of Caroline. I think she's going to have a week where she breaks out and she gives absolutely everything, whether it's like she gets aggressive with it, whether she just, I don't know, she's going to really go for it. She's one of them dancers that like, like I say, she's a beautiful dancer. I almost want her to get something wrong because she's so committed to it. Like I would happily see her sacrifice a bit of beautiful line and a bit of technique. Mm,
yeah, same.
Pure aggression or pure heart or pure, like, do you know what I mean?
It's because she's like good that she's playing it safe. I think it's like you want her to throw it all away for a moment and just throw herself into it.
I think they're a solid couple. Like Johannes is great, obviously. I think they're. They've done three numbers in a row, 3 weeks in a row, that have been good, almost great.
Mm.
And I think at some point soon, they're going to do a number that is great.
And yeah, I thought they had good scores.
When it happens. What did they get? They got 6, 7, 8.
6, 7, 8. Like, I feel like that's kind of fair.
Mm.
Maybe 7 more than a 6. But I don't disagree with the 8 either.
Yeah. It's just preference, isn't it?
Yeah.
I want to see that number that I know is going to come. Like, I have no doubt they're going to do an absolute worldie of a number.
I wonder what number it's going to be. I wonder what her...
Yeah, what is going to be her dance?
I'd like to see a couple's choice, actually. Like, she could do a really beautiful contemporary if she really let her heart out.
But wasn't that couple's choice?
What was her couple's choice?
Oh, wait, what was it?
It was musical.
Oh, it was a stage. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Maybe like a tango or something.
She'd be a nice rumba dancer if she really acts it out.
Yeah.
But we might see no rumbas.
Yeah.
Quick step?
Maybe a quick step. Yeah, and I feel like I want to see her do a messy dance. But where... We're not so bothered about
line
section
and lines of it, but it's absolute heart or enjoyment or just feeling.
I feel like her personality, because she's like soft and you can see she's emotional how she is in her BTs and when she was talking about the theatre. I feel like if she did an emotional dance, I don't think it needs to be a gutsy dance. It can even be like a slower emotional dance, but you. Something that where we'd be able to feel, like you say, her heart coming out.
Yeah.
Maybe even, has she done a Viennese waltz yet?
No.
Something like a strong Viennese waltz, maybe. Like a bit like Kelly's un papa type.
Yeah. Talking a lot about Kelly today, aren't we?
Yeah.
Wonder if her ears are burning.
Which only leaves, I think, Nicola and Katya.
Yep.
So
now I think that she did step it up. I thought like they were good in the Saturday show, but the results showed I did think that she needed more energy, Nicola. Katya's got always got loads of energy. that she did step it up energy wise for the results show.
Yeah, I agree. I thought the dance she did in the results show, in the dance off, was a lot better than she did it the first time.
I thought her stamina for a jive was great.
Yeah, but I think the first time she did it, it ever so slightly lacked energy. I thought she was going to have more energy.
Yeah.
Than that, but maybe it was just nerves or something. You know,
they were the opening opening number.
Yeah, and that's difficult to open the show.
Like on a jive as well, like.
Yeah, I thought what I noticed was that whenever she was doing a back step, like a back replace, it was slightly too big of a step. You want to keep those steps in jive really small.
Underneath your body.
Yeah, underneath your body so that it's bouncy and fast. Mm. And she kept taking a big back step, which is going to slow her down. And especially because she was putting a lot of weight into that back step as well. So you've seen a big transference of weight onto the back foot, then back onto the front foot, which was slowing her down. Like,
yeah.
But in the dance off, she really stayed on her toes and kept it a lot more underneath her body. And then her knees were pumping a lot more, which brought the energy of the whole number up.
I wonder if, like, Katia had the chance to watch it back and gave her that advice.
I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure she did. Yeah, and it worked into the dance-off.
Yeah.
I like the noodle arms bit. That's an old jive step, doing those noodle arms.
I remember Shirley doing that.
Yeah. Shirley and Corky used to do that, didn't she?
Yeah.
They got 6-7-6, which put them second from bottom.
So,
and we said before, like, the voting seems to be going the way that the judges are doing it this year.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see, like, week by week, if it still continues to happen. Then everyone would be, like, so scared to be in the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if they've noticed it, like, the people actually in the competition. They must have done.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But you agreed with the result of the dance-off? You would have saved...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
love Nicola and Katia, and they were right to go through, but I wanted to see where Jason could go as well. Yeah. It's a shame that anybody had to go, to be honest, but it was the right result.
Yeah, on that particular
performance.
It was the right decision, I think. So that's all the couples. So, we didn't talk about... on the results show, I think Gratz and Nadia did a really lovely dance.
Oh my God.
They actually danced really well together, don't they?
Mm.
It was so beautiful.
Just going to put it out there, they're both from Team Diablo, which was my school too.
Two Team Diablo dancers.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Gratz has been on the floor.
Just saying.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was beautiful. It was so smooth. I loved the music as well.
Yeah. Mm.
The orchestra.
Yeah. 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 I thought the whole thing was very elegant.
Yeah. Elegant, delicate.
It suited them, didn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
So, we're going to do our end of podcast thing of who, for whatever reason, doesn't mean you thought they were the best, but just... for whatever reason you like, who would have got your three votes this week? And then we'll do who we think is going to win at this point. So
I'm gonna go. Okay.
Go on, Joe.
I'm always just putting in.
Who were your three votes this week?
JJ, Bill, and Jamie.
JJ, Bill, and Jamie. Okay. Lauren?
My votes would be Clara, mm-hmm. JJ, and Jamie.
Clara, JJ, and Jamie. So two for JJ and Jamie. I would put mine to... yeah, I have to say Jamie. And I have to say JJ, actually.
There you go.
JJ and Jamie have got votes from all three of us this week. And then my third one. My third one, for me, it's sort of between Ranveer and Bill, I think.
Oh, yeah, Ranveer.
I said Ranveer last week, but I also said Bill last week. I'm going to say Bill again, because it was just awesome. So, JJ, Jamie.
Can I vote though? Because I feel like they don't need, like, my favourites. I feel like they don't need my votes.
Yeah, that's it can be for whatever reason you like.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like these were the best three.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay. In your opinion, at this point, if you had to make a bet with loads of money on it, who do you think, not who's your favourite or whatever, who do you think will win Strictly as you're sat here after week three? Lauren?
Bill. Bill, I'm going to say Bill as well.
I'm saying Bill as well. I think he's... So all three of us are predicting that Bill is now the favourite to win Strictly.
That's the first time we've agreed on that since we've done this podcast. Yeah.
It's I've been saying Clara since the launch show. This is the first week where I've switched to, I actually think Bill is going to win.
Come on, Bill.
And I'm sure it'll change again as we get closer, but right now I think Bill's the favourite.
That's exciting.
Interesting. Okay, guys. Well, thank you. Thank you for your wisdom and insight and
wisdom teeth
and knowledge and madness. We look forward to Strictly week four.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
All right. And you'll be around to talk about week four after next weekend?
I've got so many plans.
You've got so many plans. And to remind everyone, we will be back in January for an evening with Kevin and Joanne Clifton, which also stars Lauren Oakley and also stars Giorgio Iori. So a lot of the dates have been rescheduled. You should have had your reschedule notices already on your emails. If you haven't got a ticket yet, for any tickets that are left, go to kevinandjoanne.com. where you can also buy any merch. You can buy t-shirts and programs and the CD that we recorded, me and Joe's album. So go and get that and some tickets to an evening with Kevin and Joanne. And let us know on our social medias who your three votes would go to, who you think's going to win, and what your opinions were on all the dances. Joe, what's your social media handle?
Real Joanne Clifton.
At Real Joanne Clifton.
Yeah.
And Lauren?
At Lauren May Oakley.
At Lauren May Oakley.
And my middle name, FYI.
And mine's at Kevy Clifton, without the N on the end of Kevin.
Because
Kevin Clifton was already taken.
By who?
She said by who?
On that note, we're exiting the podcast now because I'm working with a bunch of idiots. See you all next week.
Bye.